Hello, it's Lisa and Pete here.
On today's Catch Up, find out what Jason from Gosnells, Jack from Hocking and Robbie from Mandogalup have in common.
And why Sharon from Gosnells has been rubbing her bottom on the carpet.
Plus our TV and movie reviewer Justin Hamilton will tell us if Dr. Doctor is worth watching on the telly.
Lisa and Pete can heat things up pretty quick, but not as quick as a gas cooktop. Life's better when you add gas. Visit betteraddgas.com.au. Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.
I want to know, you know, when you might have been pinged for behaving inappropriately abroad. I mean, over the weekend, Daniel Ricciardo, one of our own... won himself the Malaysian Grand Prix. Mm-hmm. But the big news story is that non-Australians have been jailed because they, you know, stripped off down to their underpants
with
the Malaysian flag wrapped around themselves. We've got Jason and Gosnells.
Wearing that as undies. Mm. I think that's what they found so offensive.
I think so, yeah. Jace. Hey, mate.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Did you inadvertently get into a bit of strife overseas?
I did. I was in on a footy trip in 2007 in Canada. We're playing AFL over there. And it was the last day of the trip, and I'd run out of money myself, being a young, early 20-some lad, and hadn't budgeted properly. So a bunch of lads said that they'd give me a dare if I ran across the hotel, across a four-lane highway, across to the mini-mart, and I got a carton of beer and a mankini, then they'd pay for my beer.
Okay.
So in the freezing cold at about 9:30 at night in Canada, I ran across and I startled this young lady in a mankini. And grabbed a carton of beer that they paid for. And she was delightful enough to give me a packet of Pringles to cover my... And as soon as I stepped out, the boys were recording and as we're running up and down the aisle. And as soon as I stepped out of the mini-mart, the security guard from the nightclub next door tapped me on the shoulder and asked me what I was doing.
It's fairly obvious, really.
Yeah. Being Australian.
I politely explained to him that I'd ran out of beer and that I was from Australia, and he asked me to hold the Pringles and cover myself up and carried our carton of beer back across the four-lane highway for us. It was a lot of fun, and he let me go with the stern word.
Thank goodness, because otherwise you would have had to see if the friendship stretched to bail.
Yeah. Thanks, Jase.
See you, Jase.
You're welcome, guys.
Good on
Great
you, mate.
Story.
Robbie and Man Doggle Up. Hello, mate.
How are you, guys?
Good.
Arrested in Poland. Do tell.
Yeah, well, we were... over there doing all the touristy stuff, me and a few of the boys, and found out there was a game of soccer on, Wales versus Poland. Mm-hmm. Some of the boys didn't want to watch it, but I thought I'll give it something to do. So end up getting a bit, you know, liquored.
Yes.
Lagered.
Yes.
And by the time I got back to the backpackers hostel, that was shut and they didn't let anyone in at like 10 p.m.
Pretty strict, yeah.
So I thought, you know, the old trick, you throw a rock at the window or knock on loud on the door, you'll eventually get in.
Yeah.
But no, nothing like that. So the lady that ran the backpackers, she called the cops and me and the other bloke who was pretty sober, he said, well, I'll go with him and see what happens. But he got locked up for 10 hours with me as well.
Oh,
no.
So, and they took our passports and cost us about $70 and to get out, and it wasn't very nice in the cell. There was either 8 blokes or 16. I couldn't quite see because I was a bit over the... But I acted a bit of a nutcake.
Yeah. Mate, far out.
Sobered up pretty quick after that, I can tell you.
Bet you did. What a crack up. Thanks for the story. One more here. Jack in Hocking. G'day, mate.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What happened?
I was going around Europe and I was taking photos of all the menu boards at Macca's because I wanted to go on.
Yeah.
They had some weird things. They had shrimp burgers and all sorts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I got into Germany and Berlin and I pulled my phone out and I got a photo because I had a bratwurst burger.
Mm.
Bratwurst cut in half on a burger. I was like, that's insane. Got a photo and the bloke behind the counter started yelling at me in German. I had no idea what he was on about.
Yeah.
Verboten, verboten, verboten. I was like, hang on a minute, Google Translate.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, mate, sorry. And then, I just had to take sneaky photos from then on, just a quick one and then sort of duck out sort of thing.
So German McDonald's, no photos, please.
Yeah, no photos, please. Not on the board. They didn't like that very much at all.
I thought verboten in German means selfie. I thought he was yelling at you, selfie, selfie, selfie.
I think he wanted to get in on the action.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talkin' Telly, this is Justin Hamilton, Talkin' Telly.
Hello, J-Ham.
Hey, guys. Look, you know how I feel when Australian TV decides to throw off the shackles of reality TV and plunge straight into some old school storytelling. You know, I get really excited by that.
Yeah.
And I kind of wonder if the networks are looking at the success of shows like Offspring and Rake and realizing, hang on a second.
It's about time.
If we put in the time and the effort, maybe we can make some world-class series here. Yeah. My favorite of the new shows so far is Dr. Doctor. A show so nice they named it twice, obviously, but... In this new series, we see Dr. Hugh Knight, played by Roger Corsa, who is a successful heart surgeon in Sydney, and he's living the Sydney lifestyle. When one of those Sydney parties gets out of hand, this leads to his dismissal, and Hugh's persuaded to spend a year in small rural New South Wales to work as the local GP. And you kind of think moving back to the town of Wyhope would keep Hugh out of trouble, but there's just one problem. This is the town he grew up in, and now he has to not only deal with his fall from grace, but also has to deal with his family and old friends and former flames. Look, this series was always going to survive on the lead actor. You need someone who can play a character who's pretty flawed, but we can't help but love him anyway. Like think Shane Warne on the field, not Shane Warne off the field, you know, that kind of thing. And the good news is Roger Corsa nails it. He's fantastic, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's really charismatic. He's good looking. He knows how to vacillate between drama and comedy. Sometimes actors are good at one thing or the other, and as they change into the next mode, you can almost hear the gears crunching. But he just kind of effortlessly goes back and forth between it. I thought he was fantastic. I don't know about you guys. I thought the rest of the cast was pretty fantastic. The younger brother, Matt, who's played by Ryan Johnson, I don't know where I've seen him. I feel like he's in one of those adverts for chocolates or something like that. I remember it was an advert where I think they've forgotten to pick up chocolates, and then they turn up and they pick up these chocolates at the last second.
They're not meant to bring anything, but you take something. It's for favourites. Yeah,
it is that one.
Yeah. And you know what? I always thought he was pretty funny in that throwaway ad. So I'm pretty rapt to see him playing a substantial role. Yeah. He plays the guy who turns the family fortunes around by transforming the struggling wheat farm into a successful microbrewery. And you know what? I've met some people who run microbreweries, and this guy nails it. He is on top of that character.
What a great character to explore, though. You know, how would you be doing the research for that? Just touring microbreweries for a couple of months.
Great to see Steve Bisley in the show as well. Yep. He's always been one of my favourites. He plays Hugh's father, who appears to be a man of few words and fewer actions, and he quite clearly has very little time for Roger Corsa's character. Hugh's ex is played by Nicole Da Silva, who I've been watching play Frankie in Wentworth, and she's great in that, and she's really good in this. I would say the overall plot and storylines aren't the most original part of the series, but you can almost tick the boxes as you go along. But I was completely fine with this, and it feels like an Australian show that's building off, you know, great past Aussie medical shows like A Country Practice and The Flying Doctors, rather than trying to be the new Grey's Anatomy or ER. I like that. The characters are great. The acting's excellent. I just really enjoyed the first two episodes. I think it'll probably get stronger from here, you know. Just shake off the shackles of things that we've heard before and it'll be right on top. Dr. Doctor, 8:40 p.m, Channel 9, Wednesday night. Two thumbs waiting for the news that I have a bad case of loving you.
Justin Hamilton, when we spoke to him earlier today, he told us a story of how there was some really bad stuff going on with his eyes. He was prescribed eye drops, but two sets. He was taking the wrong ones because he couldn't quite see properly. Turns out, almost could have had a heart attack.
He was putting some weird, really full-on steroid in his eye.
Mm-hmm. We want to know, when that sort of thing happened to you, when were you taking the wrong medication? We've got Stephen in High Wycombe. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
What happened, Steve?
It's actually with the grandson. So we went for a trip with the grandson up to see our eldest daughter, who was in Leonora, some 9 hours away. He got sick a little bit beforehand, so he had been prescribed some medicine to take, so we kept giving him this. But as we were going up, he actually got sicker and sicker, and we're thinking, great, we've gone from a place where there's lots of doctors and hospitals to a place where there's... wide open road.
Yeah.
We're looking at rural flying doctors or something like that. So we got up to Leonora, and as we were going up, I was just thinking, this isn't right. So next time we gave him the medicine, we realised that every time he had the medicine, he actually got sicker rather than getting better. So we actually made a decision not to give him the medicine, and then as it turns out, he actually got better after not having the medicine. And when we got back into Perth, he went to the doctors and found out that he's now allergic to penicillin.
Oh.
So if we kept giving it to him, God only knows what might have happened.
Mm. That's the one question that they still always ask, wherever you are, isn't it? Are you allergic to penicillin?
Absolutely.
And I always say, not to my knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, well, at the time, he'd already had previous medicines that had penicillin, so it was this the last lot that sort of tipped him over the edge.
Well, you made a good choice.
Good on you, Stephen.
Yes. Certainly did.
See
Thanks,
soon.
Mate.
Thank you.
Wait, we got a manta in Osborne Park.
What happened, Ananta?
This is last year. I was in Java in the jungles, essentially.
Oh,
garden.
Good Lord. Okay.
Yeah, I got myself a bit of a scratch on some dermatitis on my wrist.
Oh.
And it was irritating and inflamed. So I went to see a local quack, almost like a... Well, you wouldn't call him a witch doctor, but you're in the middle of nowhere. So, yeah, he was like a witch doctor. he gave me this tube of ointment, and I should have just, my alarm bell should have been ringing, because when he held it in front of his face to read it, he like moved it closer to his eyes, further away, closer and further. And I'm going, oh man, this isn't good. But I trusted him. So I started to put this stuff on, and every day it was getting pussier and pussier and bigger.
Oh,
so it was
tasty.
About the size of a 20-cent piece.
Okay.
This big infection. So I ended up going to Bagua, Central Bagua, to the hospital, and I showed the doctor the cream. He looked at it, showed it to the nurse. He looked at it again, and he told me it was an eye ointment. And had I actually just put a disinfectant on it, I wouldn't actually have to have this thing cut out of my hand.
Oh,
but
far out.
Yeah, it was cut out of my wrist, and yeah, luckily I kept my hand and my arm and. Yeah.
And a very exotic story to tell,
yeah.
too. Thanks,
Not
Ananta.
Not for the brave-hearted.
No.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Sharon in Gosnells. One more here. Hello.
What did you do, Sharon?
A few years ago now, you know, running around in the morning trying to get the kids off to school and get ready for work and go get all your jobs done that you do before you go to work. And I take quite a few supplements and that sort of thing, and I'm tipping them all back. And then I suddenly realise I had taken my dog's antibody.
Well, that'll nip that ringworm in the bud.
And I thought, what have I done? Who do I ring?
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, do you ring the vet or the doctor?
I rang the vet.
Did you?
I rang the vet. And I told what I'd had. It was only a little dog. And he said, look, because it's only a little dog and you're a bigger person, you'll be fine. But, yeah, I thought.
And they laughed and laughed.
Yeah. Oh, well, they did. But he actually said to me, you'd be surprised actually how often it does actually happen.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Yeah.
Far out.
Yes.
What did it feel like rubbing your backside along the carpet? Oh, Sharon.
Great story, Sharon.
That's a ripper.
No worries.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Lisa and Pete love total control and instant heat when they're cooking. Life's better when you add gas. Visit betteraddgas.com.au. Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.